The Fevov Omid Aleph. Kitablo Murubas Alma Ugula Lav Arugahi. Shows that if it's round, then it's not considered a row. Hasan the boy Murubas, that which it needs to be square, Sakshube Sadek Omer. It's coming to be considered a field, Lahat Rosh Tor, in order to permit the corner, the another row that's pointed at the corner at the top, the end, to grow into the field. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that which you said earlier in Rosh Tor by Aruga, that we don't have the halacha of Rosh Tor when it comes to a row. Inami, or an alternative shot, Isle, the Aruga la Aruga. He holds it from one row to another row. Abul Mesada la Aruga, Yesh Rosh Tor. But when it's one, a field to a row, then he does hold the Rosh Tor, meaning he holds that there is no Rosh Tor from one row to another row, but when it's a field in a row, then he does hold of Rosh Tor. Because on the third day, the Zer is not rotten. Kati lo misucha Zer, but Rui alukloit, and it's fit to, it's fertile still. The Leos Vlad, Noitzer Himeno, and a baby can be formed from it. A green Shekhva Zer, Haroi, Lahazria, and it's called Shekhva Zer, which is fit to conceive with. The Hikbid Hakosav al Tumas Keri b'matanter, that the Torah was cured of Baal and was makbid on Tumas Keri by matanter, because of Adaito Chayom Prisha Kamer. And we think at this point that we're talking about the day that the men and women were separated. The Bidala B'Shabbos Prisha Meshosem from the fourth day of the week, meaning Wednesday, they separated from their wives, the Kibbutz Torah B'Shabbos, and they got the Torah on the Shabbos, Shehu Revi, Lo Oysom, Sheshim Shemut Losem B'Revi, Lefnei Prisha. And it's the fourth day from those who had relations before on the Yom Revi before they had to be separated. B'Tavu Lo L'Shabbos, and they went to Mikvah on Lo L'Shabbos, L'Hosha Kosa B'Mifla to B'Shabbos, and the Torah was not worried about whether or not they had the Plit Tzera on Shabbos. The Mitzrach, because it's already rotten, it's already destroyed. Being the Shechazer, Haroi, Lazrian, it's not the Shechazer which can be fertile. Avalim Poltel, Erev Shabbos, Vishalishi, Tameas, if it would expel on Erev Shabbos, which is the third day, they would be Tamei, Lekach, Efrish, and Shalashim, and therefore they separated them for 3 days. Menayin Shemarchitz, and the Afbiyam Gimel, Vasukunhu, even on the third day, the baby is still in danger. We're comparing. The pasuk is comparing smearing oil and stuff on the body to drinking. Gemara, Reisha. The Masnison of our mission, the local Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Ilul Didei, comes out according to him. Shamina le Poletus biyom Shlishi Tahir. Like I remember Reisa, we'll see that according to him later in Reisa that she's Poletus on the third day that she's still Tahir. The same the Ketanim Marchitz and Samilo. That you want bathe the Milo, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is Rabbi Elazar do Amar Lola Kaiman Perk Rabbi Eliezer, because he's going to say this later in the Masech and Perk Rabbi Elazar de Milo. Man de la Mukil Kitten, the Dochak or Mukil Mastisan betray time. They stretch themselves, they were Dochak to make the Mishnah according to two different reasons. On Mashabash, although they said that there was some sort of inaccuracy in the language, but Farishal and they explained the Lola Ukumik Kitten, they don't want to make it as it's two different tanoim. The Shabbos law, so they say there's some sort of inaccuracy in the wording. But Omar Mishabesh Dehi, that it's not accurate. But to her, and you have to say to her instead of to me. Man the mukilo kitanoi the nichale loukmi kitanoi. But it's he thinks it's better to say it's two different tanoim in the Mishnah. Omar Mishabesh Dehi, for rather than to have to say that it's an inaccurate language. And loukmi betray timei, and they say it's two different reasons. Mukmi nami lahai kitanoi. He's also going to say this is imachlekas tanoim. And whether or not we do this is a plutzah hiba mafkid, and that's a machlekes in the parak of a mafkid in Bava Metzia. Gabe chovis by a barrel. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan mind the mitargem li chovis alib with the chatana. Well, vanilei money the bein basusa. The person is going to explain to me chovis according to one the mission of their chovis according to one tana. Then I will carry his clothing to the bathhouse. So muki reisha Rabbi Shmuel the sefer Rabbi Akiva. They said the ratio was Rabbi Shmuel and the sefer was Rabbi Akiva. Be happy boy. And if he was able to, then he would have said that we have two reasons over here and one tana. Because the muki lohosim b'chatana, there is someone over there who says it with one tana. Well, muki yusefo. But shenika b'mokom she'ena mekomo. And to say well, over there, I was talking about where they put it in a place which was not its place that it was supposed to be. We have a shishigon sheshimsha behei. And they had relations on the Thursday. Upalta shechazera b'shabbos, and the shechazera came out on Shabbos. Lo shna shimsha Tchilas Lo Chamishi. Makes no difference if she had the relations at the beginning of the on the night of the fifth day. I mean, it's a Wednesday night. The Shtoydala Oinus Shleim is that it was there for four complete Oinus Lo Hey, which is the night of Thursday, meaning Wednesday night, Vehey and Thursday, Velo Vov, which would be Thursday night, the Vov and Friday day. Lo Shna Shum Shayom Hey, or whether they had relations, that makes no difference, they had relations on Thursday. In Cheshechem, when it was getting close to dark, to Lo Shtoy, Elo Mixes Hey, they only had part of Thursday, Velo Vov and Thursday night, the Vov and Friday day, the Lekka Ela Beis, Oinus Shleim, so you only have two Oinus which are complete. And what's an Oinus? Rashi explains, Oina Oyoim, Oy Lila is either it's a period of time, either day or night. In other words, each day will be split into two periods of time. He wants to come and argue that and say that if she expels the Zera on the third day of her from having relations, she's Tomei Abba Pelatis. But if it's on the fourth, then it's the higher Medina Lachad the Mixer Yom Kukul, and he agrees that part of the day is considered. The whole day the Lo Hapida Torah El B'Minyan Shel Yom, the Torah only cared about the count of days, V'Lo B'Minyan HaOynis, but not the count of the Oynis, meaning which the day was split into two different parts. Pamashen Dal Oynis Shlem is complete. Shem Shimsha B'Dalid B'Shabbos had relations on before on Wednesday. Im Chasheh when it was getting dark. Plitosu Tamei Ad Tchila Shabbos. Any plita that comes out will be Tamei until Shabbos. Problem Shehem Hey Oynis Kedon Shimshu B'Tchila Sayom Shal Dalid. So the example they had relations beginning of the day of Wednesday. And they had relations on the will be Tuesday night being Shmushels, the twilight time. Nice on the mixes on Vov Lahashlam Hey to complete the five oinus thing you call putis. So hey oinus shleim says to me, he owes that anything that comes out within the five complete oinus would be tummy. Amrul ha takafta lekamei said this question is later on. Bishlam b'plutzu the rabbanon rabbi Yosef b'raiso machlekes abitum rabbanon rabbi Yosef in the raiso ma'isi lo b'hai perikon lekaimon was brought later in this parak. The rabbanon behave b'shabbos pirshu that according to the rabbanon they separated on Thursday. The rabbi Yosef b'dalid and the rabbi Yosef they separated on Wednesday. Lukuliyamo b'shabbos no serious difference. The serious difference were given on Shabbos. They came in the Shabbos Nidus, they were given on Shabbos, Al-Karchel B'lal Shabbos, Tavlo Basu, they went to the Mikvah on Shabbos night. B'lal Shachar said, on the morning, the Tarek Sikha Manus, they're going to answer later, Shalom Yuhalo HaToybel, Valo HaHochel, the Kabbal Ter. Otherwise, they have half Kali So going to the Mikvah, half Kali So going to the Kabbal Ter. Hilkach Bishlam, Rabbi Lazer, Kerabonon. The Mikvah of Rabbi Lazer comes out like the Rabbonon, the Army, Becham Bishu, B'Shabbos, all would appreciate that they did the separation on Thursday, B'yesh, Shalom Pirshu, Elim Chashaykh, and those are only separated as it was getting dark, Umidatovlo. Lol Shabbos, and since they went to the mikvah on Friday night, Lol Chashu Shemitah Platenda Oid, then they weren't worried. Perhaps she's going to have more come out from her. Shemitah the Platis Megibul Tair. You see, when she's Platis in the third, it's Tair. And makes it say Yom Shel Tashmish Kukul. And part of the day of the Tashmish was the whole thing. So if we had Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos night, Rabbi Shmuel Daimer Megibul to me, and Gimel she's Tami Bedalid Tair. And the fourth day she's Tair. Kasever Bedalid of appreciated Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yosi that they did the separation on Wednesday. They have a little Shabbos Rabbi that the little Shabbos were the fourth day. Umi Yish Shalom Pirsho Ad Sabbath Lachashicha. Were those that didn't separate until close to dark. Veleka Eladal Oynis. They only had four Oynis, which would be Lohei Wednesday night, Vehei Thursday, Lovav Thursday night, Vavav and Friday. But if you lock and give us some, she told when once they went to mikvah, please doesn't hurry. The pleats words that were coming out were tahar. The lepi the tara elo binyam because they only care about the actual dates. Elo Rabbi Kiva the amar kol hey onoyis to me that all five onoyis are tummy. If something comes out, then command who's going like vehecha umehecha lomad the onoyis kapit krat. How does where did he learn out that they cared about the onoyis? Which onoyis once again is the time period of splitting the day into two times. It says days in the Torah. The Kamala Mixer Yom Kukulo. We have a psak in the old Torah that part of the day is considered like the whole day. So we answer, Leoilo, Rabbi Akiva Korbi Yosi, also Grisu. Kedirav Adon, like Rav, said, Amr Moshe Kola. He says that Moshe Kola Yosuf Hashkama Ole, he always went up to Nahar before Batan Torah when it was early in the morning. But Kola Yosuf Hashkama, he always came down also when it was early in the morning, or a little bit before the morning. Hilkach Yirida. The read it, which it says in the Torah, the yard Moshe, and the Moshe came down from the mountain, and allowed the people, the Kaddish is Amin, and in the sanctifying the Hindu priesthood, which is separating them from their wives. Vashkam is Rabbi Yehoi, so it was in the beginning, early morning of the fourth. But the Huskal, the priesthood of Vashkam, says he had to separate them. Early morning, Shemam, you know, you see, Ad Hei Oinus, Shemam is Kabakor, that the Pasuk cared about up until five Oinus. which would be 2.5 days. The brachina lomalei lemeiralu shachris in the morning, but lapachik namilo having mishamshi. Even in the morning, without the moshi telling them, they wouldn't have had relations. The kamer of huna day mishamshi beyom, they have tashrish din a day that siv boisu drach of yimois. This is embarrassing. That she died, the boitz nusul shalei stakli. You need extra malasi. They shouldn't come to steer in improper places. Talmid chacham should know that he in himself is extra malasi. They stakle is not going to steer. Slightly bit mapal talis. It's enough for him to just darken things with his clothing, blankets, and anything else that might be over there. Daf pei vav amid beis. V'ha tzvula yom ninu. Kevin de l'kulo shemino and de below Shabbos tavul. According to one of them, it comes out that they went to the mikvah on lel Shabbos. Havelu tzvula yom. They were kishik b'lo Torah. They were all tzvula yom. Went to the mikvah that day when they accepted the Torah. Why shelo elohim erev shemesh? A person only loses the status of tzvula yom, becomes complete tahar when there is a nightfall after he went to the mikvah. Achar hetfilah, after the tefillah, became in the halchihu. And since this is true, ikulam erim debo oyom tavul. Shem, perhaps they went to the mikvah when it was still daytime. If the halchihu doesn't turn, even so that was just coming out from the women, it was taharu batzu lehu chada oyna alib de kol, and it's going to come out that you have to minus one oyna according to each of the opinions. Ruya Kamina, Ruya Linasan the Tfulah Yom. It was fit to be given to Tfulah Yom, because Avi Hani tonight, Lok Pita Torah, Al Tfulah Yom. And Luz and I were holding that the Torah didn't care about if they were Tfulah Yom. The looks of Hera Shemesh, it doesn't say Hera Shemesh, only Kachim, that's only dealing with eating Kachim. Hokach, Kol Gimel Yom, Ha'oim Amurim Linian Prisha, Husku Liyos Kaidim Tfilah. Therefore, all of the 3 days which were mentioned with regard to the separation had to be before the Tfilah, Mi Alon Inot Tfulah Yom. But the truth was, it wasn't given to those who were Tfilah Yom. Why the Fisha Tavul Moedim? They went to the mikvah already before Shabbos started, the Lo Poltu, and they didn't have anything come out of them, the Imhaya Poltus. And if they would, the Achsev Yitbul B'Shitei Chashach, then they would go and go back to the mikvah when it got dark. Aval Hutzul Kach, but they didn't need to. The Litzvul Bei Shimshi of the Kabbal, Torah Bei Shimshi, Lele Shabbos, on Lele Shabbos, is Kar Bei Shimshi. That's called Bei Shimshi. The Kol Duchen all over Shas. Because the Benish Moshe's Bei Shabbos is different than all other days of the week. It has to be mentioned in many different places. And this is where we're asking according to Rabbi Kiva. That which he held that the Torah cared about the minion of the oinos, those half-day periods of each day. And only cared about five. Why did they get the Torah at night? And the Himtin Adabaker. And that which they have to wait until the morning, you could say the reason why that was true is because the Torah was makbid that they have six oinas, and therefore they had to wait until after the night, which would be the sixth oina. When light is dark, why does it have to come down in the morning to yom? If they separate by dark, betalit on Wednesday, beitzul b'shabbos, they go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. And if they have something come out after they went to the mikvah, vitar. Why the halber? Hey, oinus shalemos, because five complete oinus passed. Vimholtel leilo Shabbos, and if something was perlit on the Friday night, v'ditim when they came to him, lo echbal, we don't care. Betalit l'shachas, they go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning. The whole bal kari tovul b'yomer, because the bal kari can go to the mikvah the day they become tummy. Vatamart and the Torah l'tzvul yomer. You said that the Torah could be given to those who went to the mikvah that day. And there are sperm that have a gears over here of two lishanis. This is what their gears. According to Rabbi Lezer, they should have relations on the Thursday by day. According to Shmuel, they should have relations on the Thursday night. Rabbi Akiva, they should have relations on the fourth day by day, meaning Wednesday by day. I think it's a mistake. But Gersel Torah, the person who has this gear, so made a mistake. And he doesn't know how to explain that which Rabbi Shmuel said, that sometimes it comes out to five oinus. That they did the separation on Wednesday, mashkama in early morning, and they not hold that they went to the mikvah on Friday night. Actually, they held those that went to the mikvah on Friday night, and something came out of them afterwards. They would have to go to the mikvah again on Shabbos morning. Therefore, the Shekhinah didn't give the Torah until the morning. The only reason was not that Hashem wasn't talking to us while it was dark. And then, for example, she's expelling the Shekhinah that she got from a male. That's when Rabbi Elizabeth and Isaiah says that in 2 days already it rots and is no longer fertile. Because it gets heated up in her body. Always giving off tumah. Indeed, once it dries out, it doesn't give off tumah anymore. It no longer is fit for conception. It's no longer fertile. Actually, according to modern science, it is actually true. With how much time it can last in the human body, it seems to be that they think they could possibly last longer. Could be because I was talking about what is normal, or could be something about the Jews. My law is shepirshim in the ish alabeket onto garment and attire. Law, and it said it's tahar lecha while it's still wet. Mr. Achas said because it rotted, it's no longer fertile. The lokatani prat lekashiyash because it didn't say when it dries out. Shayisob lemekusis. It doesn't become unfertile again. It's no longer rotted. Just like my Jewish woman, if it would come out from her after 3 days, it's tahar. And the betipa olo, the person who is going to touch the drop, or perhaps it's not true. Will pinok a shekazer shel Yisrael. Now we're talking, and the reason that they gave an example of a shekazer from a Jewish man, the ilo dekusi, if it was a non-Jewish man, then I mean a mesechus nida. We said nida that carry tahar, that his carry tahar. This is in the parak of Benos Kusim. The Dagi Mitzvahs, the kind of Mitzvahs to keep the Mitzvahs, the Chayrein and Bedarim, and they're worried about it, and we talk to Agam, because of this worry, Mishchaim and the body heats up. The Ksiv Chan Libi, Bekirbi, my heart gets hot inside of me. Chovel is Chan, it's hot. This law, Proyser, Boser, Kosev, Beserechim, it has a flesh of a Kosev, Beserechim, Boilet, Mishnaim, which comes out from the Shinaim. But Lachos outwards of Beserechim, Havi, Mishnaim, Lafim, Beserechim is from the Shinaim, and inside this would be like from the cervix and the vaginal canal that exists, which is saying it does not exist in the animal. Isha isla proister lefika chlo shalupa aver. Therefore, there is no ear getting it over there, but go for into her body. Umischamemis and who is she's heating up the zera inside of her. Bavav bechodesh deha the chesed that which it says v'yichaso onan shishesim that the cloud was covering for 6 days. V'yigra Moshe v'yomashin and they called out to Moshe on the 7th day. Svirlu hukerbi yisei galili. So like Rosh Galili, Dumber Perik Hamba, the Yuma said in the first parak of Yuma, Zahayim Ma'isa Achai Seres HaDibros. This was after the Seres HaDibros of Yosei. Svirlu the Moshe v'chol Yisrael, I'm doing the Kala Seres HaDibros. The Moshe and all the Kala Yisrael was standing to receive the Seres HaDibros. Below Ba'akos of El Chalik Kavu L'Moshe. The Pasuk was only coming to give honor to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv Hocha has Hazeh Hazeh Gzer Shabbos. The words Hazeh twice to make Gzer Shabbos. Malahon Zohar Zeh Mashabbos Hazeh is Ba'atzmo Yishol Yoyim Hazechir Yitzias Mitzrayim Demer Blahu. Zohar Zeh Hazeh was talking about the actual day of being a remembering of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kedesiv Hazeh Afkan Sot over here is Ba'atzmo Yishol Yoyim Hazechir Yitzias Shabbos. It's the actual day of the remembering of Shabbos. And Emer Lahen was said to them Zohar Zeh Yoyim HaShabbos. Be'kiviyah De'yarcha Be'ezi Yom Bukla Chodesh, which day was the Chodesh was established, meaning which day was Rosh Chodesh. Mishum Choshid Orcha Gassin and that is the proper Girsa. Be'cher B'Shabbah Omer Lahuva Adam Tiyuli Moshe Allah Moshe went up to the higher Be'ikre Allah of Kol Ha'inyin. And all parish over there was silver. Ad elo dvarm to dvarm asher to daber. Ad dvarm elo nemer loy lemacharas biyasam. And what it says, ad dvarm elo was said to them the day after they came. I mean, as we say, kol yasam hashkama hayu. All of his going up onto the mountain was the early morning. But feel the mind the lessel who hashkama. Yar even when my nemer holds that he came, that who does not hold that he came down early morning. The lo iskish. He didn't have the heck, lo akish, he didn't have the heckish, isle b'hashkam olay, still holds that he went up early morning. The hamehed yiksev krok, that's said explicitly in the pasuk.